Essay 49, The Art of Pleasing, Chesterfield. Dear boy, the art of pleasing is a very necessary one to possess, but a very difficult one to acquire. It can hardly be reduced to rules, and your own good sense and observation will teach you more of it than I can. Do as you would be done by is the surest method that I know of pleasing. Observe carefully what pleases you in others, and probably the same things in you will please others. If you are pleased with the complex science and attention of others to your humors, your taste, or your weakness, the same complex science and attention on your part to theirs will equally please them. Take the tone of the company that you are in, and do not pretend to give it. Be serious, gay, or even trifling, as you find the present humor of the company. This is an attention due from every individual to the majority. Do not tell stories in company. There is nothing more tedious and disagreeable. If by chance you know a very short story, and exceedingly applicable to the present subject of conversation, tell it in as few words as possible. And even then, throw out that you do not love to tell stories, but that the shortness of it tempted you. Of all things, banish the egotism of your conversation, and never think of entertaining people with your own personal concerns or private affairs. Though they are interesting to you, they are tedious and impertinent to everybody else. Besides that, one cannot keep one's own private affairs too secret. Whatever you think your own excellencies may be, do not effectively display them in company nor labor as many people do. To give that turn to the conversation which may supply you with an opportunity of exhibiting them. If they are real, they will infallibly be discovered without your pointing them out yourself, and with much more advantage. Never maintain an argument with heat and clamor, though you think or know yourself to be in the right. But give your opinion modestly and coolly, which is the only way to convince, and, if that does not do, try to change the conversation by saying with good humor, "We shall hardly convince one another, nor is it necessary that we should, so let us talk of something else."